Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 123 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am one of your hosts, Jim Viscardi, and I am joined by Christian Hoffer, and we will later soon be joined by Megan Peters, who is tackling some breaking news on the news desk right now, which is pretty exciting stuff. She-Ra is getting a live action thing over on Amazon. Pretty exciting. But Christian said that there's breaking news of our own.
Megan. I'm definitely not stalling for time and pretending that like some 2 day old news is actually breaking news. But over in Japan, they are making not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. I could continue this for a long time while we're waiting for Megan, but I won't. They are actually making 100 pre-made, like pre-constructed decks. That they are like sending out, you know, that they are kind of releasing kind of like the starter decks that we're used to in the Pokemon trading card game. So they did a special like news announcement for this. I'm not 100% sure why, but it's this Start Deck 100. These decks are being made from a collection of 414 cards. Most of them are old cards. There are a few new cards. You're finally getting the Kingler V Max card you've always wanted, Jim.
So
that's like kind of the one of the big draws, a new Pikachu V, which, you know, it's not a day that ends in Y unless a new Pikachu V gets announced.
Are we getting another Charizard card?
Well, you know, I don't know how much we've talked about Lance's Charizard card.
That has recently become an OP card.
Yeah, so that's Lance's Charizard is Lance's Charizard V has fully been revealed. I think we talked about earlier because the last time I did one of these breaking newses to talk about a Charizard, it was that one. So these are going to be available in tins. They will be legal to play. The Lance's Charizard V is, of course, based off of the gym leader packs that we got very early on in the Pokemon trading card game. And this one comes with the flamethrower that does 200 damage. So, you know, pretty nasty Pokemon. But there is some speculation about what's coming next for the Pokemon trading card game franchise. I guess we could just talk about that before we like do our intro about what this Pokemon podcast is all about. Screw that. We're talking all about Pokemon cards right now. So we know that there's going to be a new mechanic that is coming to the Pokemon game, Pokemon trading card game, sometime early next year. I believe it's called V-Star. And they did just release.
They need a new gen to come out so we can just
move on.
We can leave the V generation behind.
Yeah, you don't like collecting V cards, Jim?
Okay, all right, keep going.
You know, I have several children who watch this, and they always like, I'm like, I don't understand the V card references. Yep. I'm like, nor shall you. the V Star mechanic is going to get introduced in Japan, and like, we don't really know what it is. It's coming out here likely in January of next year, and the set that's getting released over in Japan, and we'll get to us a few months later. It seems like it's going to feature a mechanic similar to what the GX cards had, where it's a super powerful move that can only be used once per game. because some early retail listings over in Japan mentioned that the V-Star like sets that they're coming out with, like the box sets they're coming out with, will have like a V-Star token similar to what we had with the GX tokens when that was the big thing going on.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so it was, yeah, so that is our, that's our Pokemon trading card game update. We weren't even going to talk about that week because this is all just like kind of little stuff, you know, that hasn't like been officially announced yet. Like we're getting this all from Japanese retailer listings. Shout out to Pokebeach, which is the website that we get all this from.
They do good work over there.
They do the good folks over there. Oh yeah. Zen Pai reminds us to sign up for the Dada's Rude and Shiny Celebi. That's right.
Do not forget.
Yeah, you have until
check your emails because that's where they're going to hide.
I went on like an entire freaking rant about this last week. Like,
I remember you went on a rant. What was the last one they did?
It was normal Zarude, and I'm going to use our curse, you know, our one curse per podcast. And I will just say that the Pokemon Trainers Club is a load of bullshit. Like, I'm sorry. It's a terrible platform to distribute these cards. Or to distribute these codes. So basically, the Pokemon Trainers Club is an email thing. You sign up for it. I've been signed up for like 7 freaking years. And yet, when Zarude came out, they're like, oh, by the way, you had to re-opt in to your emails.
Look, Calder 27 in the chat bringing up a good point, right? Like, I get people don't want to travel, but I'm sure there's a way to do it. Bring back the GameStop codes.
I'm 100% there. Like, I agree with you. You know, just tell people to wear masks, you know, or
just make it a code and put it out on Twitter and just let whoever do it. Like, just redeem it.
That's why I just don't understand. I mean, are people really going to abuse the code that much, like, and like continuously restart and reset like their games in order to like load up on Zarudes of all freaking Pokemon?
Like, there has there has to be a way for them to be able to just put like who knows?
Yeah. So anyways, if you're listening to this and you're wondering, how do I make sure that I get a Zarude with a cape and also a pink Celebi? Go to the Pokemon Trainer Club's website. Sign in if you've already are a member and make sure that you have opted into the marketing emails. You know, it's specifically you have to opt in to their marketing emails.
Right.
If you are not, and there's a little checkbox that you click and that allegedly will get you your mythical Pokemon. Yep. And if you don't, well, in about 3 weeks time, you will get a, you know, the title of like episode 126 will be Pokemon Trainers Club sucks and should be abolished. anyways.
All right. Well, let's talk about, so let's go through some news.
Yeah.
In that we got more, more Funko Pops announced for Pokemon. And it's a weird collection. Like it's very much, I'm very much like, I don't understand. Why does Caterpie need a Funko Pop? Who is like, you know what I need? I need a Caterpie.
There are so many like weird ones in this set. So like, not only, so we're getting Dragonite, which like, okay, Dragonite. Yeah, that one actually, you know, that Pokemon already kind of, he doesn't have a square head, but you know, he kind of like, he makes the square head and he makes it work. Works.
Yeah, it's got a snout.
Yep. We're getting Pidgeotto,
it's a cool looking one.
I mean, it's fine. It looks, the black eyes on Pidgeotto make it not look like a freaking Pokemon at all. Like that's the thing. It's like just how it's designed, and it has nothing to do with like Pidgeotto's design. Pidgeotto is like one of my favorite Pokemon. But just how that entire like the Funko looks, it just doesn't look right. Like. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a fan of that one. Then we've got Caterpie, which, you know, looks like a Caterpie with a square head, which, you know, Caterpie's got a square head. And we're also getting a jumbo size Charizard. So if you felt that you needed like a 10 inch tall Charizard, with a square head, as opposed to getting a cool looking Charizard figure. Because there's so many cool Charizard figures out there. Like, you know, that's why I just don't get it.
But the Funko I can bring into the bathtub and not have to worry about it.
That's true. I mean, so if you want a PVC figure that no one gives a crap about, including yourself, we're getting this big ass Charizard. Man, I'm apparently like the dam has been broken on my person.
Well, here's the thing. We were talking about it just a little bit earlier, right? Where in Pokemon cards, I am beyond shocked that there is not either a Funko store exclusive that comes with a card.
That is really weird, isn't it? Like, I kind of wonder. So I would say that maybe it's because, like, you know, the Pokemon company is like scaling back on their like promo cards, but we're getting like GameStop exclusive cards now with like the GameStop like logo on it, which we've never gotten, you know, before. Right. What, like, you know, this year, I think, was the first time that we've got them. So it's not that. So
I wonder though if it's an international issue. I mean, which I can't imagine it is. I mean, there's plenty of cards that are, you know, limited to Japan that you can't get over here, and then, you know, vice versa, right? But like, you know, it seems one of those, and maybe it's because of the like a run rate, I guess, right? Like, or like the promo cards. Man, I don't even know what the reasoning would be, other than like it would only be a limit of maybe 6,000, you know, or 3 to 6,000 cards.
I mean, and that might be what it is. It might just be because the Pokemon company, especially right now, like, you know, printing in general is awful. So they might not just, the Pokemon company might not want to mess around with a small print run. Like, I don't know how many Funkos get, you know, like, this gets into like my wider issue with the Funkos. There are so many Funkos out there. There are
many, many Funkos.
And some of them, like, you know, and like some of them make sense. Like, okay, you have your Charizard Funko. Okay, yeah, sure. Okay. But then you've got like, you know, like Mr. Puff and stuff, you know, wearing his like alternate vest that was only seen in like the 1974, like HP Huff. Yeah, like, you know, you see stuff like that. Like, okay. Do you want like the 90s Burger King kids, like, you know, as Funko Pops? Like, no one has ever asked for that. It's like, well, too bad, you're getting them.
Look, people like to collect what they like to collect. And that is, let them have that, Christian. I don't know who is, like, they made Funko Pops for that that movie Valerian. Remember that like awful movie that everyone forgot? Like those pops literally sit on every store shelf that I see, right? Like, I don't know who thought, like, oh yes, that Luc Besson movie, we should absolutely make an entire line of those to get, right? And so, but at the same time, right, like, you know, Gossip Girl, Golden Girls has a nice, robust a line, and that's a nice way. Like, they don't make a ton of Golden Girl. I mean, well, actually, now they probably do make a
bunch. Yeah, they make a ton of Golden Girls. But
like
merch.
something that's affordable, and you can put on your desk or whatever. That's fine. But that's different. But like, that's the same thing we're saying. Like, why are we getting Caterpie? Who is buying a Caterpie one who is not like a completist, which I get is probably it, right? Like, someone who is going to be a Pokemon Funko completist is, yes, going to pick up. There she is.
Oh, Megan, we've been vamping something awful, Megan.
Hey, I appreciate the effort. You know, it's not just breaking news for Pokemon that comicbook.com deals with. It's breaking news of all sorts.
That's right.
I was out there doing all the She-Ra stuff.
You are in the trenches, you know, like on the front lines
I'm on the front lines of that Masters of the Universe beat. Right. That's me.
So we're talking about Funko, the Funko collection, and who the hell is getting the Caterpie one, which, but also too, right? Like there's also a Chrome Squirtle in that new line.
I mean,
and again, like, I know you hate all Funkos, Christian, but Chrome Funkos have a particular spot in hell for me. They are awful. They're so stupid.
Like maybe if they were super reflective, like true chrome and not just like flat silver paint, then
yeah, because like, okay, that's not even like a metal chrome. Like or if it were like a metal Funko, like I have now a 20-pound Squirtle statue with a square head that I can use as a murder weapon in like my next like Halloween party.
But you know what they haven't had either? Like what I'm chucked they haven't made either is they haven't made a Squirtle Squad Squirtle. Like how do you not? How do you not do that?
I know.
Because they're idiots. That's why they don't even the money on the table. You know what's actually cool? I'm going to vamp for a second. So a couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine sent me this crystal Bulbasaur.
Oh, that's cool.
That is pretty.
Sweet. I just wanted to like show it off because it.
Is it like actually?
Awesome. Is it like a rock?
Yeah, it's. I forget what the exact rock is, but you know, it's like the crystals that some people like are really into. Mm-hmm. It's one of those like style crystals. Like I had an option of like getting an obsidian one, with like a pumpkin for a bulb, like a Halloween Bulbasaur, and I passed on that one. I liked my just normal.
Oh, I've seen there's like a. Like a Halloween Bulbasaur where it looks like he's got a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
Oh back, my gosh. Whatever. The Pokemon Halloween stuff, as we say every year, the Halloween Pokemon stuff is always, they have like a Gengar, like ceramic jack-o'-lantern.
It is
which
the best.
Is so cool.
The Halloween Pokemon collection is always the best collection. Every time. I like the Christmas collection. I love the Halloween collection. Like that one is totally my jam. But since Megan brought it up and sees Luge in the chat is mentioning it, your boy Gengar is getting a Build-A-Bear and it is.
It actually looks pretty cool.
It still looks like, amazing. It looks
Richard,
like,
can you bring up the, can you bring up the album art? Because I think we've got it on the album art for today. So there it is. Look at how glorious he is.
I love the robe that he's wearing. It's like this like Hugh Hefner as Pokemon.
Oh my god!
Like look, and he's got like the big grin like Hugh Hefner would probably have most of the time.
The red eyes though are really off-putting, but I love it. Like I just love it.
I think that, like, you know, like, Build-A-Bear must have, like, perfected the red-eye technology because this is the second red-eyed Pokemon that we've gotten, like, in a row because we just got Umbreon, which also has red eyes. Mm-hmm. So it's very clear that they, like, the Build-A-Bear finally, like, perfected, like, we can now put red eyes on all of our, like, skins. And, like, you know, their Pokemon licensing person was, like, pushing the button. Was like, now we can do it. Yes, Hugh Hefner is dead. He's been dead for a while.
Oh, yes. God. Just keeping you up to date on the latest Playboy news. I will say, this Gengar looks huge. Like, it looks like the size of the Snorlax one. Like, he's fully round and fluffy. Definitely one you want to put a lot of stuffing into.
I was really annoyed because we took... my kid got her first like report card and you know she's in kindergarten whatever but it was definitely it was a great one and so I had a gift card for Build-A-Bear sitting around and so we went and I happened to see they had the Umbreon in and I was like oh maybe they'll have Gengar and then I realized oh no they're not they literally just announced it and I was just like well
I don't even
know.
It is
pricey though I will say like
they I mean they I mean they all are I mean they're like
Gengar fresh out the box is going to be a little pricey, so just prepare yourself.
Yeah,
is like is this like our Halloween release? Because it is kind of unusual that we are getting a like two back to back just like this. Because Umbreon literally just came out.
Yeah, for sure. Like
their spooky season.
Yeah, I mean, if they are releasing it for October, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah,
you know, we've just never like you know I've been covering Build-A-Bear. Pokemon stuff since
yeah it's been a pretty consistent drip
like
never
yeah like once every like 4 months and they like increased it last year you know we've been getting more like you know it increased from like every like 4 to 5 months to now, yep, like every like 3 or so months. But, you know, this is the first time that we've had like back to back releases like that. That's huge. Yep.
Yeah.
Clearly, Pokemon is a big seller for Build-A-Bear.
I mean, like I said, we mentioned it before. There's some of the best of the Pokemon plushes, I think, that you can get at that size. Mm-hmm. So, all right, well, let's continue on because we're already only almost 20 minutes into this thing. Got some Pokemon Unite fixes, tweaks. Blissey, yes, gets a buff.
Blissey is even more powerful. All hail the egg Pokemon. Long may she reign. You know, basically, they released another balance patch, which just made Blissey more OP. I have never seen a Pokemon less in need of a buff get one.
Wait, so does that mean they nerfed Blastoise?
Not yet. It's just like, you know, they're just like, yeah, we're doing a balance patch. Blissey is more powerful now. And that was like it. I was like, why are you making Blissey more powerful? She's already hard to kill. She already is like the only competent healer in the game.
But I would say, like, I wonder if it's a tactic to get more people to pick Blissey, because I played a bit over the weekend and she didn't come up as much as I thought she would.
I think it's because, you know, she's still like, she's a newer Pokemon.
Right. So no one
like,
really
you have to pay for yet. Her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so she's just like, really hasn't like cycled in. Mm-hmm. But you know, I think that's that is part of the reason why is they're trying to get the buy rate for Blissey. And let's face it, you know, as anyone who has ever played any of these games, like literally any of these games, know, playing a healer is about as unsexy of an option as it comes, despite the fact that it's super necessary. Like, you know, like healers are great in literally every game. Like I play Dungeons and Dragons, like, you know, 3 times a week. And like, you know, it always cracks me up, like how much of those campaigns come to like, do you have some competent healing on your team? Like one of my groups has 6 players and none of them are running as a healer. And it's like, you know, like a stiff wind, like they get in trouble so often because not like they don't have like an actual healer. So they're like begging me for potions and stuff like that. I'm like, no, I'm not giving you potions. Like I'm going to watch you squirm, you know, and.
Well, I almost exclusively play healer. I think, Megan, you've said this too. You usually play as support roles in games like
that. Always. Like, I consistently play as support roles. I feel like that is very often in the minority. And then especially, you know, if you're somebody who doesn't play support, doesn't play a healer or something, but you're in a team and they kind of force you into that role, you're not really well suited for it. So I haven't been able to really play Blissey because I haven't paid for her, but watching her, I love it. Definitely don't know why they made her even stronger, unless there's someone on the team who just feels the same way about Blissey as Jim does about Geodude.
Right. That's it. That must be it. Although I say Unite is the only game where I generally don't play healer just because I'm addicted to beating up other Pokemon. Like it's like just like Unite is just, it's that, a weird, it's just gives me that weird instinct to just like just go beat up on some people, and I don't know, whatever.
Calder 27 asks, am I going crazy that Hoffer was going off on how Arcanine wasn't a dog but a mythical Chinese lion a few weeks ago? You are both yes and no. We were talking about Hisuian Growlithe. Hisuian Growlithe is indeed based off the Chinese Fu dog, which is actually a lion. And you know, lions are cats and not dogs. Like, despite the fact that, yes, I agree, Growlithe under usual circumstances would be considered to be a dog, but when you base it off of something that is actually a cat, I just kind of have to point it out. You know, we're claiming the cats. You know, we're claiming this one as back as a cat. Although, anyway, sorry.
I did see Lunar Falcon asking if they should name their ginger boy kitten Red after everyone's favorite trainer. And I think that's a big old yes. So let's get a bunch of yeses in the chat, folks. So Lunar Falcon names their new cat Red.
Because
that's a great idea.
No,
especially
Red
for a
ginger. For a ginger cat makes total perfect sense.
Absolutely. Perfect. All right. Last bit of news. We've got our October Community Day. Christian, what do we got?
That's Duskull.
Oh,
well, we can move on. That's pretty. I'll be honest. This one might be like the most disappointing.
Haven't we had Duskull before?
I don't think we have. We have not. But we already have Duskull as a shiny. I have definitely a shiny Duskull.
Let's say there's definitely an event where there were Duskulls everywhere because I know
like a past Halloween event. We had
maybe
it.
That was it.
And so, and like I said, I have a shiny Duskull, and like I'm not a Duskull was the second shiny ever released. Good point, Night Fighter. Because I was like thinking about it. I was like, man, we've had shiny Duskull for a long time, to the point where I was like looking up shiny Duskull and like I could not find the articles talking about how shiny Duskull, you know, when it was introduced, because it's been that long. But yeah, so shiny Duskull is coming. Again, you'll have another chance to catch it. It's Dusknoir, like the fully evolved form of Duskull, is getting Shadow Ball, which is an absolutely useless move for like that that particular Pokemon. So like no impact on anything. If you don't have a Duskull, you know, shiny Duskull, get it. If you need some Sinnoh stones, do that. Otherwise, you know, it looks like you get a month off.
Zenpai is correct. We definitely need a Litwick community day.
I would much rather have had a Litwick community day.
Correct.
So.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, all man. Right, we're gonna take- we have accidentally started the cat first dog.
Of all the arguments in Pokemon, it goes like, the living Dex, you know, world Pokedex argument, and then it goes cat versus dog. There's no stepping stone in between. Yeah, that's it.
Oh man. Calder 27 once again is correct on everything about that argument. You know, take his word as a bond. Anyways,
they are based on Sabretooth, Tiger, Leopard, and Lion, even though they look like the best good boys. So they look like the best good boys.
They look like cats. They look like cats.
Oh, it's fine. All right. When we get back, we're going to talk about some rumors happening on the Netflix side of things. And we've just gotten a bunch of anime stuff. So we're going to talk all about that in 60 seconds.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Okay. So, we got word a while ago that there was a live-action Pokemon series in development at Netflix. Mm-hmm. And now, there is word that a live-action movie is also in development at Netflix. Before we go any further into that, I would like to get some of your immediate thoughts.
I like Detective Pikachu. I'm just curious what Netflix budget and production values can bring to the table.
Exactly.
The budget for Netflix things is very wide.
Right.
And so are we getting, you know, on there something on their lower end, or are we getting like Army of the Dead level?
Yeah. I mean, the scale of everything would have to be greatly reduced. But basically what the report, the rumor, the word on the street is so we did get, you know, pretty, you know, comfortable reports from trades in the entertainment industry that there's going to be a live action TV series produced at Netflix with the showrunner of Lucifer overseeing it. And it was going to be separate from Detective Pikachu. It's going to be kind of like a standalone story. We don't really know anything more than that. And then recently, last week, a report surfaced that said, hey, remember that live action TV series that we told you about? Remember that on Netflix? Well, there's also going to be a movie produced at Netflix that will tie into the TV show. So whatever this movie is, whatever story it's about, is going to connect to the TV series that we know nothing about. So this report's a little bit shakier, but it is definitely possible. We know Netflix loves to expand franchises however they can. Mm-hmm. So
the TV show, though, they've said is in conjunction with Legendary, right? Because they're the ones who still yes. have the license. And so I would imagine this is also with Legendary.
Could imagine that.
Right.
We haven't heard anything firm.
So,
yeah.
You know, this just kind of gets down to, I think, what you feel about like the quality of Netflix's programming. Like I'll be 100% honest. I consume a lot of Netflix, you know, shows. I don't particularly think the quality of them are, you know, top notch.
I think there's a difference between Netflix originals and co-produced stuff on Netflix. Now that like they get the gamut of quality, I think runs quite a bit,
huge.
Right?
It's yeah. massive. Yeah.
Like there are some gorgeous looking things that have been co-produced with Netflix that are awesome. Mm-hmm. There have been some Netflix originals that look great. Right. But I think like, you know,
then you have things like Kissing Booth.
But like The Witcher looks fantastic. And so, oh, wow. That was very high pitched.
That was
like, is it? Like you know,
I think it looks good. It's Game of Thrones level.
No, it's not. No. It's not Game of Thrones level.
It's not Game of Thrones.
It's not Game of Thrones level. Like I'm very tired of hearing that like comparison made. It is like Legend of the Seeker quality.
Well, I wouldn't go that. No,
I mean, it looks like
thank you, Megan.
It looks like a non-premium television fantasy television show. Like that it is non-premium cable. It is not HBO level, and like it doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like it at all. Like as down as I can be on Game of Thrones, and boy howdy, I am down on Game of Thrones. Like when they decided like we're going to have some freaking special effects, they had some special effects. You know, Witcher, yeah. You know, when they have special effects, it looks like a very nice video game. And it's just, you know, and Calder brings up the Golden Dragon episode. Perfect example. Like anytime they really leaned into the CGI, it sucked.
I mean, the thing that's going to happen with this live action Pokemon situation, the co-production with Legendary. I mean, we know with Pokemon mm-hmm. Detective Pikachu, right, we know with Kaiju yeah. Monster, the MonsterVerse movies, Legendary mm-hmm. are the people who are really putting the legwork in on that kind of VFX visual effects artistry. So right. They can do really good work if they are given the money to do so. I mean, you can mm-hmm. only do as much as they're willing to pay you to do. You know, that's it. I mean, and you know, the comments, Lunar Falcon says, get Jim Henson's workshop to do it. I would personally love that. I'm the
more
biggest
practical Pokemon
Muppet
for sure.
practical fan. That would be a
Frank Oz.
I love it, but that's going to be really difficult if you're doing anything other than like the smallest slice of life series.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I have faith in the visual effects of all of this so long as Legendary is there and we have the budget.
But I wonder if that means that they've given up hope for live action Pokemon in a movie theater setting.
I mean, I think that generally speaking, I think that anything short, I think they have realized that Pokemon is not a blockbuster movie franchise. And I mean, that's the thing. Like you need to spend money to make it look good. It costs right. the amount of money that a blockbuster would cost. I mean, that is the reason why we haven't seen Detective Pikachu 2. It was expensive to make. It made a profit, but it didn't make enough of a profit. It was too expensive to make.
Yeah. I mean, theaters are used to bringing in a certain sort of income. You know, your Marvel movies, your epic big blockbusters. It's used to bringing that in. The pandemic has obviously thrown that in for a loop. And we don't know how the industry is going to move forward with this. But doing streaming original co-productions, as we've seen, you know, with HBO or Disney Plus or, you know, Netflix to a certain degree, it can work and it can be beneficial. You just have to cut the overhead, and it just depends how much overhead can you cut before it looks like trash.
Like they, and Megan brings up a really good point. Like with Legendary involved, this probably won't be a bad project. Like I want it to be good. Like I want everything Pokemon to always be good. Yeah. I just, you know, I kind of get worried just because Netflix is really in the business of churning out stuff to watch. And it's just like, I'm worried about One Piece. Like I want One Piece to look freaking awesome. Like I want One Piece to be the best One Piece to ever One Piece. I love One Piece. Like, am I confident in it? Like, you know, even like Cowboy Bebop, like the early stuff that we've seen of Cowboy Bebop, like A+, like they've knocked it out of the park in terms of the casting. Like we haven't seen a spaceship yet. And that's kind of like the thing is, it's like they churn out content. And so Legendary being involved with this, and also the Pokemon company being involved with this, like I do not think that the Pokemon company would be involved with something that would make the franchise look bad.
Right.
Correct. We are all very aware of how protective Pokemon is of their IP.
Yeah. So I think that is kind of the safety net is, you know, Pokemon will pull the plug on these things. We get a cheap looking Pikachu on screen.
They'll just put it into, you know, post-production, you know, storage. Purgatory. It'll just stay there forever. They'll keep nitpicking until the license runs out and they'll pull it. So,
yeah.
You know, that is at least a consolation. They're not going to put out something that's bad. That's it.
Breaking news.
Dropped the Halloween collection.
All right, I gotta log off because buy everything.
Oh man,
right now on my phone.
Oh my god, we're getting new Pokemon Village stuff. And it's got freaking Lickitung. That's right, people. You can get a giant Lickitung building.
There's a new Gengar hoodie that I absolutely need.
Oh my god.
Sports leg. Oh, there's a Gengar spooky knit sweater, y'all.
Richard, is there a way for me to share my screen? Oh, there is. Hold on. Let me see if I can.
Oh, the Yamper. I may have to share my screen. Have you guys seen the Yamper?
Yes, there's so many like ghost crossing signs. Oh my god. There is a Morpeko Pokemon plush dressed as Gengar, y'all.
Like our script this show has just gotten thrown out.
Absolutely. So badly. Nothing but talk about the Halloween Pokemon offerings right now.
There is some great stuff.
Oh man, this is some quality stuff right here.
I cannot share my screen because I would have to close.
There's a
Chrome.
Pikachu dressed up as a circus clown.
So the new ones this year. Apparently Yamper was from last year. I did not realize that. That shows you what I remember about last year.
Halloween Christmas sweaters.
So they released the first batch of Pokemon stuff. We're getting three new Pokemon Village pieces, which includes a Pansage of all things, a Frillish and a Lickitung. We are getting some new spooky Christmas sweaters or holiday sweaters. We're getting some new signs, including an amazing pick your poison type sign, has a bunch of poison type stuff. It does not look like we actually have. I'm trying to see if we can get the Pokemon, like actually see what the Pokemon are dressed up as this year.
I don't think we've seen that. I don't think they've released that yet.
Give me a second. I saw something with it, but I don't think it's up here. Because the Pokemon company released a picture. Nope, I guess not. Yeah. So that is going to that is going to be a thing. We'll have more about that next week.
Yep,
we're gonna have a slideshow of our favorite things, the ones that we have already bought.
All right. Well, look, we're running low on time, so we got to talk about all of the anime releases that we have gotten. So, Megan, take it away. Fill us in. What do we got?
Oh, man. We had just like bing, bang, boom in terms of anime releases this last week. So, one, got the first episode of Pokemon Evolutions, which, of course, features Christian Hoffer's favorite character, Leon. Two.
He's got PTSD.
True.
Which, you know, I was a big fan of.
Yes. Two, we got our first episode of our newest episode of the Pokemon Poketoons featuring Gengar. Very appropriate for the spooky season that is upon us. Mm-hmm. Three, we got Pokemon Master Journeys. I just don't get the rebranding, but I do because Netflix. We have English dub episodes out there new, and also we got an update on when Pokemon Secrets of the Jungle will finally be coming to Netflix. It's coming. It's on its way. So, lots of information to go through, basically. I personally want to start with Leon because I need to know how you feel, Hoffer. Are you okay?
I thought it was hilarious that they hedged the reason why a random child could beat the undefeated champion of undefeatedness was because Leon had PTSD from his crimes. It added a new layer to that entire match. And I was like hooting and hollering the entire time because it's like Leon just being it did make me laugh when it's like, you know, like Hop and like the PC are like high fiving each other. And like Leon's on the ground laying there defeated, like, you know, like, haha, I've caught, you know, literal, like, you know, God in the, you know, the ghost in the machine. And like Leon just lying there like trashed. And it's just like, yeah, Leon, you lie on the ground. You nearly put this out into the world.
Now that you've seen his own kind of punishment he got, you know, how he lost the PTSD, are you still in favor of him being sentenced to prison? Or are you okay to let him live out his life in humiliation?
Listen, like, I'm not saying that we should throw him in jail for life or anything like that. He clearly felt remorse. However, one does not get away. Like, listen, if I, like, I don't know. Like, let's say that I decide that I need to steal a nuclear code in order to go and, like, bomb South America in order to save the world or some stupid shit like that. And I don't go through with it. Should I go to prison? Yes! Yes, I should still go to prison. He did something wrong. I'm glad that he feels regret. However, still should go to prison.
Cool motive, but still a crime.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm glad he came to his senses. I'm glad he didn't go through with it. I'm glad he actively tried to stop it. Like, still, you know, maybe he should like get probation. He probably should just be banned from ever competing in competitive Pokemon again. You know, that's
fair. I understand. All right. But I think really we need to talk about the Gengar episode because that was one of the cutest Poketoon episodes ever.
It easily my favorite.
Oh my gosh. This little girl, Shoko, I believe was her name. She was just like, I'm in school. I'm an adorable little girl. And then literally just the most Lovecraftian, she gets turned into Gengar. And like all of her friends, they don't know that she's a Gengar. They're terrified of her. This little girl is like living through I love that they presented it as a really cute story. It was adorably animated. I mean, 10 out of 10.
They're gorgeous.
Also, just like peeling back that veneer again, like we talk about, terrifying. Yeah. Like, what are you supposed to do when you get turned into a Gengar and you're that old? Like, you think your life's over.
That's it.
Well, it's like, did they explain how she got turned into a Gengar? I haven't actually gotten a chance to watch it because I've been, like, slammed. Was it because she died?
No.
No, she just turned into
it. Like, she was okay, just, so this was it was like, a one-day-only adventure. Kind of like, how, like, I mean, yeah.
Just like, so this was like some sort of like Kafka, like metamorphosis sort of thing.
Yeah,
like,
basically this is if the Pokemon universe was going to try to do an adaptation of Kafka's Metamorphosis, instead of a cockroach, we got Gengar. Mm-hmm. And it was like in Zenpai in the Pokemon. Chat, it was kind of a very Pokemon Mystery Dungeon-esque kind of transformation and story. Mm-hmm. So I loved it. It is such a good, spooky little story. It yet again proves that we just need Poketoons to never end. Like, they never need to cancel it. I don't care if they don't come out with an episode for like 6 months. Like, it's fine. I will wait because they are so good.
The art always looks like top notch. I did catch, you know, I did see like the screen caps for it, and it's got that very like Steven Universe-esque like art style to it. And I the thing I like most about the Poketoons, and I, you know, hope that we one day get like dubbed versions of these.
I know. It's got to happen before long. I'm sure Netflix is doing its magic behind the scenes.
But like, I feel like with the Poketoons, like, I really like that we keep seeing different animation styles for all of these. Like, it just keeps expanding. Like, it really like gets to the heart that like Pokemon is a universal thing. It's not limited to just being a, you know, Japanese franchise or anything like that. Like, obviously, you know, it's the entire game and like the world of Pokemon is very like interlaced with Japanese culture and whatnot, but you know, it's become a global franchise, and this kind of kind of reflects that.
And of course, we do have the information that we've gotten some new dubbed episodes. We know when Secrets of the Jungle is going to show up, and I believe we were also told information of how we're going to be getting the distribution of Dada's are rude everything. So
We already got that while you were toiling away on the news desk, Megan.
Wow.
On the distribution.
It's okay. I'm coming back around to it because, you know, I'm interested to see how Secrets of the Jungle goes. It looks good. Looks very Tarzan, so we'll see.
I kind of realized just because of how everything went down with Secrets of the Jungle and all of that stuff. Like, we have, you know, this will be the first year that we will have not gotten a Pokemon movie.
I know.
Released, because, you know, Secrets of the Jungle technically came out, I believe, on Christmas Eve in Japan.
Yeah.
In 2020. And so 2021, no new Pokemon movie.
It took this long to finally get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I wonder if it's because, like, the Pokemon company was holding out for like a theatrical release, or like, you know, because I know they have that deal with like Fathom to like, you know, run to a limited theatrical release. And I'm assuming that they had to like wait for that, you know, deal to expire before they could put it out on Netflix.
That makes sense.
So.
All right, Christian, give us our Pokemon fact of the week.
Okay, well, we're talking about Politoed this week, returning once again to the Poli evolutionary line. Politoed is best known for its very distinctive cries. You know, that's, you know, obviously it's a giant frog, so you'd think that, okay, it makes a bunch of ripping noises. No, it does not. Apparently, they scream at each other.
Oh,
they shout and scream, and it's very angry sounding. But apparently those scream like cries inspired a legendary ballad of some kind, which I'm very interested in hearing. This was put into, I believe it was Pokemon Ultra Sun's Pokedex entry, where it's just like, yeah, Politoed's like very angry sounding screams inspired like a beautiful musical ballad. It's like, okay.
My goodness.
Also, like, the big thing that they talk about Politoed, obviously, you know, Politoed, it evolves from Poliwhirl when it gets a King's Rock. There's a lot to be said about how it is a, you know, a king among frogs. And so the other big fact is the curlier its head hair is, and they actually refer to it as a head hair. It's not like, I don't know,
antenna or whatever.
Yeah. Or like a proboscis or something like that. It's a full on, like, it's hair. And the curlier its head hair is, the more it like reigns supreme over Poliwag and Poliwhirl, which is just like, cracks me up.
So weird.
It is a very,
I just,
very
weird. I gotta believe that this is, there's no way this was at one point like, yeah, let's add it to like the Poliwag line. Like, there's no, like, how do you go from, well, do I want, like, if you have a Poliwhirl, you say to yourself, do I want a Poliwrath or a Politoed? I'm going Poliwrath 99.9% of the time.
I honestly think that I'm sure there's an actual story out here about how this came into being. But I was always curious if they're like, you know, like, okay, we got Poliwag. That's obviously very clearly a tadpole. You know, right. We even got the swirl, clear stomach. Okay, then we've got Poliwhirl, which is this, like, you know, weird mime thing, but it's got the bulbous eyes. Yeah. And then you've got Poliwrath, which is this, like, you know, like this bro bruiser with, like, muscular arms, looks nothing like a frog. And, like, yep. Someone's like, we don't have a frog Pokemon. Why don't we have a frog Pokemon? Like, we do have a frog Pokemon. And you look at Poliwrath, who's, like, punching a punching bag and, like, flexing and stuff. It's like, no, we don't have a frog Pokemon. Get me an actual frog. I think that's...
So think of how cool a Politoed, an actual Politoed evolution line would be.
With, like, actual frogs involved?
Yeah, with, like, actual frogs and stuff. Like, that would look really great. Instead of, like, just, like, shoehorning it into this line by, like, holding a King's Rock, which makes no sense.
Well, it's the reason why is because the frog that the coloration for Politoed is based off of, the Japanese name for it actually means King Toad.
Well, I mean, I get it, but, like...
Yeah.
It's a totally different color. It's not even the same color as the Poliwag line.
I'm not disagreeing with you. It's weird. Politoed is weird. It's not even like, you know, you can... With Blossom, you can kind of see how Blossom, like, came from Gloom. Like, especially, right. Like, early Blossom when she, like, you know, before, you know, they lightened her skin, and for very good reasons why. But, you know, Gloom had the same color skin, and they still technically, I think, have the same colored skin. But it's just like, you know, you can, like, see, like, okay, But, yeah, like, Politoed, like, nothing about this makes sense. It's like, you know, they... Sure, Poliwrath was like, we're sticking to the aesthetic way too much. Aesthetic over frog. But, like, this was like the biggest overcorrection I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's just so weird.
One of these days we're going to get, like, a regional variant, like Politoed. And it's like I'm looking forward to, like, seeing, like, what sort of just weird stuff they come up with.
Yeah. Oh, God, that would be incredible. All right, well, there it is. That's our Pokemon fact of the week. Congratulations. To be fair, Zenpai says we still got Croagunk. Croagunk.
Yeah. That is true.
But, like, man, that one is just weird. If you want to, I think they released the costumed Pokemon.
Oh, what are those?
I don't know. I think they just came up on my feed. Is that what this is? No, I mean, there's a Pikachu in a hat. There's a Piplup with a donut. What else we got? There's a Snorlax. Nope.
I've got I'm pulling some stuff up. Okay, here I found it. So we've got we've got there. So one, we're getting a vampire Pikachu yard figure. Which, like, the easy buy, like,
I'm gonna put it next to my 12 foot tall skeleton.
The costume Pokemon. It looks like we're getting Toxel with a candy bag. Yeah. We're getting.
I don't know if these are the costume.
Pokemon. I mean, they're costume. They're just not costume as other Pokemon. We're getting Litwick with, like, a bow tie and, like, what appears to be some sort of, like, pumpkin the
lollipop.
Candy. Yeah. We're getting a Drifblim with a hat. And we're getting I can't think of the name. Give me a second. I just gotta pull it up.
The Dragapult
Dreepy.
There
so we're getting Dreepy with a candy corn hat, which is pretty cute. So those are what the costume Pokemon. Also, we're getting an Eevee wearing a witch's hat, and also just Gengar.
Gengar just swinging on a lamppost.
And we are getting there's another Pikachu with a hat. We're getting Piplup with a donut, Scorbunny with a messenger bag. Okay, these are kind of weird. And Snorlax, who appears to have laid on top of a picnic blanket and is now wearing it. And also is carrying a
goodness. No, hold on a second. So the Lickitung candy store, the product photo of this shows Crobat, and Crobat's wing is broken.
Oh no! Like
in the actual photo.
Oh no!
Oh my gosh, that's
the wing
great.
Is broken. Oh. All right, okay, we got to wrap this baby up. Anyway, go check out the Pokemon Center for all your Halloween goods. Check out comicbook.com for all your Pokemon goods. If you want to get in touch with us, by all means, at PokemonPodCB is the Twitter handle for us. And you can find me at Jim Viscardi, Christian at Seahawk for CBus, Megan at Megan Peters CB. We love hearing from you. Until next week, may the shiny luck be in your favor, and we'll catch you then. Talk to you later.